We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I think for us as a team, our goal is just to, you know, take it a game at a time. And I think we've all been very fortunate to have won 5 in a row, you know, and we hope to continue to do the same thing throughout this week. That comes with our preparation, how we prepare with one another, the scout team giving us good looks, both offense, defensive, and in the special team. So, you know, it's not just me. It's just a collective, you know, effort from everyone. I think Coach Flo alleviates all of that. You know, he tells all of us rookies, just all of us players in general, to just come out and, you know, perform to the best of our abilities. And, you know, that's all they ask of us. I think for me, I just put pressure on myself to you know, get the guys going and, you know, hopefully try to do good with what I need to help our team become successful. But yeah, other than that, there's really no pressure. I just think everyone on this team, offense, defense, and in the special teams, I mean, we just all want to do good, and we fight for one another out there on the field, and we play, you know, as a family, and we play for one another as well. So I think, you know, that alleviates all the pressure and all the outside talk.
Tua Tagovailoa talking about the team, man. And Zach, it's about as good a team stuff as we've seen, where the pressure, this coach has just not allowed this story to be about Tua and put all the pressure on one guy, which is also part of leadership and what Brian Flores brings to the table, where we're getting the other two parts of this team to play so well, special teams and defense, that Tua Tagovailoa doesn't have to throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. And they're still winning games.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better start from the rest of the team to support the rookie quarterback than what's happened the last couple games here with Tua, including the first game where, like you said, the defense and special teams was really the story of the game. The national story was Tua's first start a couple weeks ago, but the real story of the game was the fact that special teams and defense just looked like they were from another planet. And for the last couple weeks, that's what the defenses look like, the way they've been playing, and special teams as well. There's been pressure on Tua because it's his first couple starts, but there hasn't been as much pressure as him just, okay, here's the rookie quarterback, the savior of the team, go out and win us a ball game. Like, that's the best thing to happen to this guy, was what's happening to the rest of the team, the other two facets of this team.
Well, so far it's been good. He's been unbelievable, by the way, in the red zone, just finishing drives when he does get on nice drives, turning them, most of them, into touchdowns at this point, being able. By the way, Chant Gailey's just made some for all the. Had somebody come up to me yesterday. Oh, I don't know about Chant. What don't you know about Chant Gailey? What, he got more experience than any of us? Like, he knows what he's doing. He's called up some really, really good plays in the red zone for this Dolphins team. Which, by the way, I can't tell you last time as a team, the Miami Dolphins have averaged this many points. Anyway, we got a guest, Zach.
We do, yeah. We have a special guest. Speaking of good stories here on this Miami Dolphins team, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline is the running back who made his first start last week, Savon Ahmed, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Good morning, Savon. We appreciate the time, as always.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Savon, we're doing great, man. We like all those underdog stories. Are you in your car right now, Savon? Did I hear that door just open, my man? Is that what I heard there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Savon, let's jump into this, man. So you go to the 49ers thinking you got a chance. You get released. What's going through your mind after you get cut? I'm just curious. Are you thinking it's over? Did you feel like you get picked up? Take us through that time.
You know, at that point, you know, I was obviously, it's hard. You know, I was hurt. You know, it's a dream where, you know, it didn't work out. But, you know, I knew that, you know, I'm a big believer in faith, and I knew that something was going to happen, and, you know, I was able to have Miami pick me up, and, you know, I was able to get over here with my best friend, Miles Gaskin. And, you know, at that point, I was grateful for the opportunity right there just for that.
Savon, your story has been unbelievable, from getting released by the 49ers, going to the Dolphins practice squad, and now becoming a starting running back for the Miami Dolphins and getting a start. You couldn't have thought over a few months that that was going to happen. How crazy has that been when you're standing out there going, my God, I am starting at running back right now for the Dolphins? What's that been like?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't even feel real, you know, especially, you know, the first two times that just last week, you know, I'm just standing there like, man, I'm really starting in this game. And, you know, everything that I've, the whole process to even get to this point, it's just been such a journey. So, you know, I was, you know, just so grateful to be in that position. But it's crazy. I'll be honest with you. It just feels like I'm living in a movie every game.
Well, Savannah, I got to think that movie took a nice little twist after your first carry of the game last week. What the defense and special teams have done for this team the last couple of weeks, and they put you in a pretty good position on your first run. What, from the 1 yard line, you got a touchdown? So not a bad for your first start, your first play, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I saw that, and now it's been a play we've been practicing all week, and you know, so I was like, all right, here we go. This is the one. So you know, the O line really took care of it for me, and I just had to run in there.
Have you ever had that happen? I've never heard of it. Like, all right, first offensive play, we're on the one. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't think it's common at all. Well, but Savon, I was thankful for it. I was thankful for it. It's right there. Hey, just get 1 yard. We can get this thing going. Yeah.
I can imagine. I want to rewind the story a little bit more, man. I saw you run the last week, and we've seen some highlights from you from college. There's no way you're a 4.62 guy. Did somebody put rocks in your shoes at the combine? What happened there?
Yeah, man, my body was going through a lot at that point, and you know, I just couldn't get right in time for the combine, and you know, I didn't want to not run, so you know, I took my chances on myself, and you know, just tried to go out there and do the best I could do. You know, like, again, that was another, you know, it's like a heartbreaking situation, because I knew I had to go out there and I had to really perform at the combine, just because, you know, I didn't have I left after my junior year of college. Like, you know, I had to go out there and do a lot of good things. And, you know, I know that wasn't good enough for that. So, you know, that was just another part of the journey. That was just like, man, you know, I gotta bounce back from this. You know, bounced back from that, got picked up by San Fran cut. I was home for a couple hours, and then got the call from Miami.
Yeah. What a ride, man. What a ride it's been so far to the game you had. So I got to ask you, I was just reading these stories back. So you're at Washington, and you and Miles Gaskin, you're playing behind him. You guys getting this little thing about who's faster, speaking of the 40. So did you guys really go out on a high school football field and go, we're going to run some 40s and find out who's faster? Did that really happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Miles, we lived together in college. So, you know, we was always arguing about everything and you know, just being competitors. And so we went out there and did that. It was late, too. It was like 12 a.m., 1 a.m. But, you know, Miles, that's just something that we always do, and I could honestly say I don't think I would be in a position, just even where I'm at, you know, without Miles, just because, you know, he pushes me to a different level. You know, I've always been a guy that, you know, likes to do extra work and different things like that, but, you know, Miles is, you know, he's just different. I think you guys see that he's a very special player, but, you know, he pushes me to a different level and challenges me. And also, you know, he's taught me so much since I even got to college. And, you know, he's just always looked out for me, made sure I knew the ropes, because he was that older guy when I got to college. And he was, especially when I got here to Miami, you know, he had already been here for a year, so he just made sure I knew what was going on and knew, you know, you need to go in on your off days, do extra work, and you do this even on your days of practice. And, you know, just different things to make sure that I'm, you know, being the best player I could be. So, you know, I owe a lot to Miles, and, you know, I thank him a lot.
I got to tell you, nobody's improved more from last year, their rookie year, to this year than Miles Gaskin, coming in with two backs ahead of him and trying to figure out where Miles is going to fit in. I'll tell you where he fit in as a starting running back. That's how he fit in. So one heck of a story. Absolutely. Hey, so I got to ask you, what was that like when you get that play and your lead fullback is 340-pound Solomon Kinley? I'd feel pretty good back there if I got the big fella, that big white rear end man in front of me like that. What was that like?
Oh, man, I felt safe. I felt very safe. I knew, hey, man, just go follow him and he'll lead you to daylight. And that's exactly what he did. You know, he was able to get a great block and Ted was able to get in there and cut off the backer. And, you know, the hole was just wide open. Like I said, you know, the O-line took care of it. If you, you know, go back and look at everything, the O-line took care of it and I just had to walk in, really.
Savon, I like the way that Coach Flo kind of explains things when he says why guys play or not. He basically said, you practiced well, that's why the young guy's going to get the start, and that was before last week's game. What's it like to play for Coach Flo? He just seems like a very straightforward guy, and if you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get rewarded for it.
Yeah, you know, Coach Flo is a coach that you want to play for. Like, when I say that, like you want to win for Coach Flo just because, you know, he shows us. He just has a lot of passion for the game, and he puts everything into it. You know, you go out there, you want to practice hard, you want to go out there, you want to play hard, you want to put everything on the line, and you want to win for Coach Flo. That's how I see it, and that's how the team sees it. You know, he's just he's a great coach, and, you know, he's going to give it all to you, so you just want to give it all back to him.
Hey, by the way, you never say anything, Savon. Who won those 40-yard dashes when you guys were out there in the middle? And I've been thinking about this vision of you two running in that cold-ass weather up in Washington at midnight. Who won those races?
Yeah. So I won the very first one, which I think is the most important one. You know, first one out the gate. Right. Boom. Win. And then Miles had beat me the second time, and then I won a third time, and then we went two more, and he had won the last two. So I think the last two came down to a conditioning thing, but I think, you know, I won the most important one. First, you know, the first one, that's the most important one, and I won that one. So I'll take it.
Hey, we always get asked about this, as you know. Tua, it's Tua everything. You know that. Tua Tagovailoa. I'm curious, what's he been like being around another young guy? Tell us a couple things about Tua that you've seen.
Yeah, Tua, I mean, he's a really just cool dude, really humble. I think everyone can see that, you know. And I think he is who he portrays to be. He's himself, and he's a great leader, I would say. At a young age, especially for me, you know, my first game versus Arizona, you know, I'm still trying to learn the plays. And, you know, he's making sure that I'm right when I'm out there, making sure I know, making sure my eyes are right. And just, you know, so just being a leader. So that was something that I'm thankful for. And I was able to be like, man, this dude's stepping up even for me. And, you know, we're both rookies. So, you know, Tua is a great guy with a lot of humility. And he's a great leader. And it's only going to get better.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities on this Dolphins team. A lot of young guys, rookie quarterback, couple of rookie offensive linemen. Kind of found yourself in a good place here with all the young lineup and the young kind of roster this team has.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to be a part of it. You know, it's a young team. And, you know, I think it's a team that works extremely hard week to week. And, you know, we take it game by game. And, you know, I'm happy and grateful to be a part of it.
Savon, we got to talk about one other thing before we let you go, so get ready. We got a guy on this show that constantly bashes the Pac-12 about being the weak sister of the Power Five. What's going on with Pac-12? Pac-12 football, you know, gets bashed pretty good. You guys never get invited to the big party. It's always the Big Ten. It's always the SEC. It's always Clemson in the ACC. What's going on with the Pac-12? Tell me where you think the Pac-12 fits into the big picture.
All I know is that, you know, you done won last week, and we happy about that. But, you know, I think the Pac-12 is, you know, it's a Power 5 school for sure. And that's just automatically. But I think the competition is there, you know. Hey, I was in the Pac-12. I made it to the NFL. So, you know, say what you want about it. But, you know, when I was there, we played in the Rose Bowl, we played in the Fiesta Bowl, and then, you know, the year before, we got to play in the playoffs. So, you know, and I think, it, you know, you can talk bad about the Pac-12, but I think UW has done pretty good over the last couple of years. So, and, you know, I'll take that right there.
That's because you had answer. Coach Peterson, man. You had right. Coach Peterson. We love Coach Peterson, man.
Legendary.
Good answer there, Savon.
Savon, yep. Thank you so much, man. It's been a heck of a story, a heck of a ride so far for you, man, where you started and where you are right now. Keep it going. And thank you so much for joining us here this morning, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right.
Savon Ahmed joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. And as our community continues to heal from the COVID-19 pandemic, many South Floridians are faced with the challenge of hunger and food insecurity. The Miami Dolphins have committed to establishing partnerships with local minority-owned restaurants to purchase and distribute 1,000 meals every weekday to members within our community. We need your help to unlock another additional $1 million in matching funds made possible by Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross to continue to feed our community over the next year. Visit dolphins.com/meals. That's dolphins.com/meals to make your donation now. Go Fins.
All right. And from that to South Florida Chevy dealers, I just want to say this morning that if you're starting to look around, the weather's great right now to get on out to your South Florida Chevy dealers and find out what they're calling their best overall products with the best deals they've ever had from top to bottom. I know what you're thinking. You're looking for, let me guess, more space. Safety features always important. You want to keep your family safe. You want a great look and a great price. Those are just fundamentals to start with, man. Well, we get it, and we got it for you rolling right now. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. I got some great news. Oh, the Tahoe and Suburban got a brand new look to it, man. It got sportier and just looks awesome. So for all you people out there not looking to cut corners right now that still think big is beautiful and you like all that extra space, I know I love my Tahoe because I do love the space. It's 6'4 and way too much weight. Listen, man, it's great. I know you're going to love it. You got to take it for a test drive and get yourself a great deal. How about all the Silverado trucks? I've never seen so many Silverado trucks as I see on the road, and there's a reason. Because everybody needs a truck for a different reason, and, man, we've got every kind of truck possible. Silverado truck doesn't make it, then it's not out there. And then our midsize SUVs like the Traverse, the Chevy Blazer, smaller one like the Equinox. We got it all for you. And I'm not even mentioning the Corvettes and Camaros. Sexy as you know what. This is the best it's ever been for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out for yourself. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
560 The Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more information, go to fincu.com. If you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets for a home game coming up at Hard Rock, log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, NBA draft last night. First, second round, that's all you get in the NBA draft. Precious Achiuwa from Memphis, 6'9", was the 20th pick to the Miami Heat. Almost 16 points, almost 11 rebounds a game. So we'll see. And Pat Riley, after the draft, already moving on to free agency and trying to figure out how to get everybody back together that he wants. And so he's talking about running it back. And if you missed some of that stuff from Pat Riley, here's what Pat Riley had to say about a lot of these topics with the Miami Heat.
I'd like to run this thing back. When you think about the compressed schedule, I sort of look at, you know, what happened around the middle of August when the playoffs started, where the intensity, everything intensified, you know, in a big way from a competition standpoint. I think the seeding games were good to get, you know, the team ready. We were 3-5 in those games. And I think coach was experimenting as much as he was trying to do anything else. So, but once it started in August and it ended in October and it's going to start again in December and it's going to end in July, yet you have almost two seasons where the competition at its best has been really compressed, you know, from that standpoint. So I think running this team back, just keeping the continuity of what we had and seeing what happens with our free agents, you know, from that standpoint, that we will have some flexibility under the tax to be able to do some things. And so I don't know if we're going to use any of that stuff, Barry, but the fact that we have it there, if something presents itself, then we'll take a real good hard look at it.
All right. So it doesn't look or sound right now like it's going to be a big splash in free agency as he's talking about, let's see what this group can do a year older and playing together and having success together. And let's do it and see how we do against the 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets and, let me see, Boston Celtics and
the Bucks.
Milwaukee, of course, right. I left out Milwaukee. They're still trying to figure out and had a trade fall through. And so they're going to try to get that back together, I'm sure. So anyway, free agency starts tomorrow night. I guess we got to find out who's going to end up staying with their own teams and signing big contracts. So especially when it comes to Giannis. And so that's very interesting to see. But 76ers went out, and it was obvious one thing, like, hey, Ben, you can't shoot. We got to get shooters around you, man.
Right, right.
Or this thing ain't going to work. So they made it a point. They made a trade. He got Seth Curry, who's a really good shooter. I didn't say Steph. I said Seth Curry.
Get that right. Yeah, get that
but
right.
But listen, he had a hell of a year shooting, man. He's a really good shooter. They got Danny Green through deals. And Josh Richardson now finds himself going to Dallas, more for defense and less for offense. So those were some of the deals made. So 76ers, they're not exactly sitting around trying to figure out what the hell they're doing. They're getting aggressive, and there's still a lot of people that think James Harden could end up in Philadelphia too. Listen, right. It makes it fun, right? All the speculation, James Harden could go to Brooklyn, but maybe it'll be Philadelphia and sounds like Houston, if they get the right offer, will dump James Harden in a heartbeat along with Russell Westbrook. So, man, I
NBA offseason could be the most fun, right? NBA offseason's got to be the most fun.
Yeah,
right?
I think it is because you watch all the guys. You know who they are. Right. You kind of find out the personality of teams. It's a real clicky kind of thing as far as who guys that like each other and guys that don't. We see the little clicks. Very clicky little league, by the way, with free agency. It's pretty clear, right?
Yeah, it's like a middle school, yes. Yeah.
So there are some guys that just stay away from LeBron, no matter what they say. I can give you a list of guys that had a chance to play with him and said no thank you. Like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving right off the bat.
Right.
I don't care what Kyrie Irving and LeBron James say. They don't have to say anything. Their actions tell me everything. Their meetings about whether to play games or not, and in the bubble, and one guy not on the call, and the other guy was doing all the talk. I mean, that just tells you all you need to know, right? After a while, Kawhi Leonard had a chance to go join the Lakers and
sure
said
did.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, for everybody thinks that everybody's part of LeBron's gang, I don't know how big that clique is. There's some guys, obviously. Dwayne and Chris Paul. He's got his own set of guys,
right? They're the older set of guys, not the younger set of guys. But think about this. We played the Lakers here in the finals, and you know, we lost in the finals. Think about that team if Kawhi was on there also.
Oh God.
I mean, right. I mean, that's the first thing I think about, right when you just said that before was, all right, well, we had a hard enough time trying to get, you know, LeBron and AD's numbers down and worried about some of the other players. Can you imagine if we also had to try to lock down Kawhi Leonard? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The fact that was almost a possibility is a scary situation.
I always, now with this money, those guys and where they are in their careers, they want to get, these guys get to their early 30s, unless you're LeBron and can still in his mid 30s, can still get huge dollars.
Right.
But they want to get paid, right? That super max for being a first, second, or third team. All NBA,
right? That's why guys get so pissed off, because if you don't get to that level, you can't get that extra cash, and that's why guys get so pissed off at the end of the year when they're not even on the third team All NBA, because that there could take 30, 40, 50 million off a contract.
Yeah. So Giannis has been Defensive Player of the Year, MVP back to back, with those gaudy numbers that he puts up in the regular season before losing in the playoffs. So does he get a super max? I mean, is it double?
Whatever the highest you could get.
Jeez,
in the NBA,
man.
He has probably hit every one of those the quota that you have to hit. You know, you have to check the checkoff box. Anything that's had to be checked off for him to get the super duper 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 max, he's checked off.
All right, so saying all that and talking about all the basketball stuff in this crazy 2020 year where the NBA's really getting everything from trades to starting free agency and stuck the draft right in the middle of all of it and kind of make it a fun week, we got ourselves a super sexy Thursday night football game. So the Cardinals all of a sudden are tied with the Rams and Seahawks for first place in the NFC West. And tonight for Thursday night football, I don't know how this happened. But Thursday night football has got on paper one of the best games they've ever had with the Cardinals and Seahawks, Murray versus Wilson with all the weapons and all the things they can do. That game's going to be tonight. That's going to be, and I got to believe the numbers because of some of the top fantasy football players that'll be playing in this game from running backs to receivers to the two quarterbacks. This thing is going to be a must watch for a lot of people. Night kicking off before you even get in a weekend. I'm not a fantasy football guy, but
so both quarterbacks, yeah. Running backs on both teams. Think of the wide receivers in this game. Just the wide receivers: DK Metcalf, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyler Lockett. If he's healthy, if he plays, like there are a ton of dudes in this game, fantasy implication wise. Plus, you're getting towards the end of the fantasy leagues anyway, where this is the kind of playoff hunt. This is a huge fantasy, outside of it just being a great game in general, huge fantasy implications all over this game.
I also feel like Murray has kind of ran Wilson down for that MVP that looked like a slam dunk here a couple of weeks ago in the conversation.
Right.
Listen, things wide open to see what's going to happen the rest of the regular season. I am with everybody that says this in all sports, though. And I'm not saying regular season is important, absolutely important, because they get you to the playoffs. I wish they'd wait on these MVPs they give out. I do agree on behalf of LeBron and everybody else and see how guys play in the playoffs. Not that it's everything. Listen, I still think the regular season's got great importance. Don't get me wrong, because you got to get your team there. But this thing, and by the way, Patrick Mahomes is still right in there. We're going to see him coming up here not too far down the road. He'll be at Hard Rock Stadium. We get to see that freak show too. By the way, that was going to be a good game, and all of a sudden I see Las Vegas has got COVID-19 spreading again.
Oh, my God, right.
And by the way, it doesn't look like a whole lot of love with everything. That's a new one, right? That you win and you do the circle and your bus around the stadium.
Right.
And then
what is that all about? What is that all about, Joe? Come on. Like, if you're Vegas and you're John Gruden, what are you doing? I know you won the game, big game. Get on the plane, go home and excite, and just be happy. Then you can do victory laps and piss the team off. I mean, come on.
A victory bus lap. So I can't even imagine being at stadium and going, hey, is that the team buses, all four of them? Because it's not just one bus. It's four buses, right? It's got everybody.
Right.
So the buses are going around, the offense bus, defense bus, the other bus, three buses probably now that we don't all travel. So these three buses are circling around. And by the way, in front of them, they got escorts, right? They got police sirens going off. So can you imagine John Gruden? I was thinking about how this goes down. So John Gruden has to say, listen, we want you, before we leave and get back to the airport, do us a favor. We want to circle around their stadium.
So stupid, Joe.
So those guys come out and they see it and it's like, are you kidding me?
Right. And it's the Chiefs too, by the way.
Are you guys 10 years old, man?
Right.
By the way, there's been some through the years, some classic Kansas City and Oakland Raider games. Mm. But so I just thought, and then, I don't know. Did it bother you? I mean, I'm sitting back. I think it's kind of funny.
It's 10-year-old stuff, Joe.
Andy Reid was like kind of salty. Like, we don't act like that. We act like they've been there. And I'm like, it's John Gruden, man. It's a different
11
deal.
Guys on the COVID list for the Raiders, and the Chiefs are pissed off. The spread in my mind is Chiefs by 40.
Yeah. Oh, no. He may throw a takeoff at the end of the game. Hey, we got Hollywood's headlines coming up. Got a lot more stuff. Zach, what do you have for me this morning?
All right, I want to tell you about Diamonds Direct. I've been telling you about Diamonds Direct for months now, and I told you that they're in the middle right now of this unbelievable deal. You've heard me talk about it the last couple days, but let me tell you and give you a little bit more information on how about the great deals they have there? And then you take an extra 20% off savings on virtually everything. Yes, you heard me right. Now through Sunday, you get Diamonds Direct, already unbeatable price, plus an extra 20% savings on virtually everything in the store. It's the biggest, most spectacular jewelry buying opportunity ever in South Florida. And listen, after the year that we've had down here, it's an amazing opportunity to get the woman in your life something that really celebrates her after everything she's done for the family. I'm sure you've done some stuff too, but you know, you got to get that, the woman in your life, the girlfriend of your life, the mother, the aunt, the daughter, whatever it is, get her something nice. And right now is the perfect time. All earrings, all bands, all bracelets, all pendants, all fashion rings, colored gemstone jewelry. Yes, thousands of engagement rings also, if you're in the kind of shopping for that right now. It's Diamond Direct's first ever pre-holiday event. Extra selection being flown in from designers in New York and LA. And you've been hearing about Diamond Direct, the great showroom they have there, the great people they have there, customer service. Now they have the next best deal in South Florida. They're taking it to a whole new level. More jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. Save an extra 20% on a multi-million dollar selection of exquisite fine jewelry. Now through Sunday only, and only at the all-new Diamonds Direct behind the Town Center Mall in Boca. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, I was just curious your guys' opinion on the LeVar Ball hat last night. I told you so, while sitting next to his son, who, by the way, fell to the third pick. I think it's a good fit for him, but it's just kind of funny to see the dad wearing that ridiculous hat.
You think he's going to be very good?
I don't know. I do not.
I don't either.
I don't either. Yeah.
Just why can't any of the balls shoot the damn basketball? How come none of them know how to shoot a basketball?
Awkward jumpers, man. Teach your kids to shoot better jumpers.
Yeah, jeez. But I'll tell you what, the old man's toned it down. He toned it down on this one.
All right, did you guys see what the Dolphins defense did to Justin Herbert yesterday?
No,
I did.
Looked like he shaved his own head when he took the podium for his press conference there. He gave himself his own haircut, and it didn't go over so well. There were a lot of jokes on social media yesterday.
All those beautiful locks are gone, Joe. He's got the army haircut.
He gave himself a really rough-looking buzz cut.
Right.
Well, he's hoping to change the luck of the team around.
I just think he's going nuts because the Dolphins' defense stuck in his head.
Right. Oh, you think he's still worried about where's that strong safety coming from and the slot? And
I think he wakes up in the middle of the night and he goes, zero blitz!
He looked, he goes, Coach, you never told me these guys are going to be dancing around. How the hell am I supposed to figure out where they're blitzing from?
I just want you to go up behind him while he's walking and just scream zero blitz and see what he does.
Yeah, that's a hell of a story that the stinking blitz thing has become. I mean, the blitz has been around, like I always say. Blitz has been around before I was born, and it's incredible that it confused people, but it does.
Right.
All right, guys, to baseball we go. Robinson Cano, second time here getting busted for PEDs. This time he will miss the entire upcoming season, and guys, he's going to forfeit his $24 million salary due to his season-long ban.
So late in life, we've seen this show before, and we thought it was gone, going back to Bauko and everything else with all the guys, and we got another guy. We got another guy right in the middle of it that can't play without that stuff for his power numbers. So everything he's done to me, hell, he's almost 3,000 hits in his career, and it means, like, you're going to have to wait to get in the Hall of Fame, man. That's what it means to me.
You're going to have to wait to pick up that $24 million, too.
By the way, that's just a side story. It's something else we got coming up. So, did you see three of the leaders to get in the Hall of Fame are this year for the next class?
Yep.
The dirty guys.
Are they getting in?
They can't not have it. Like, oh, this year we didn't have anybody. All our best players were dirty their whole career.
Yeah.
All right, we keep it in New York here, and we had a little bit of an incident with the Giants between Mark Colombo, who's coaching the offensive line, and Joe Judge, who is the head coach. Now, a story came out From Fox Sports, Jason McIntyre said, I'm told New York Giants coach Joe Judge and Mark Colombo got into a fist fight this morning. Punches were thrown. He said, I was told that Colombo got the better of him and Judge fired him instantly.
What do you think if that did happen? Two things. First of all, Colombo, even losing weight, is a much bigger man than his head coach.
Right.
And if you're dumb enough as an assistant coach at any position or coordinator to punch the head coach, you're gone. You're gone. Bad look for the team. Bad look for, yeah.
Well, they've denied the story. So they said that there was an argument over a player that was brought in on the offensive line. But they're denying the story that Colombo beat the crap out of him, basically.
Let's just be honest. If he really was in a fight with him, if he wanted to get around him, it would have been easy. The guy's a turnstile. I would have just ran circles around the guy. When he was here, he gave him like 800 sacks.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's trying to work with the footwork now and
right.
All that. But
if you beat up your head coach in practice, you're out, right? You're getting fired. You're not sticking around.
Honestly, I've never heard of an assistant right. touching a head coach.
Right.
I've never heard of players hitting a head coach. And there's been a lot of players that don't like their head coach, but right.
It's such a stupid story.
All right, we keep it with fighting here for this next story here. And Dana White and Bob Arum, you know, Bob Arum, the boxing promoter for Top Rank.
No,
these guys have been getting after it for years here. So Bob Arum, this is actually interesting. He had the Terrence Crawford fight on ESPN on Saturday night, right? And Terrence Crawford is known as one of the best, if not the best fighter in the world. Now, Crawford, his last handful of fights, they're putting him up against stiffs. This one he was a huge favorite in, and he won in a fourth-round knockout. And Arum came out and said that he's been losing money on the cards that he's promoting with Crawford. He said, I could build a house in Beverly Hills on the money I lost on him in the last three fights.
Oh, boy.
So he's got... He's dogging his top guy. So Dana White was actually asked about this the other night after the finale of the Contender Series 36. This was from the post-fight news conference.
Yeah, I didn't see how that whole thing played out, but I heard Bob Arum a little crying about it. F*** him. I had to throw that in there. I f***ing hate that guy. Anyway.
Did you see his fight, not to bitch on Bob Arum, but he said that, I've lost so much money on Terrence Crawford, I could build a house in Beverly Hills or something.
Like, you imagine if I said that? Are you kidding me? You guys would murder me if I said that. I'd never hear the end of that. That's what you do. That's not his problem. That's your problem. His problem isn't to figure out how you make money. You signed a deal with this kid. Your job is to promote him. Your job is, you made a deal. All these kids that I sign, you know, and if you look right now at all the kids that we sign and how many people we have on the roster, our roster is very inflated right now. We have a very, very big roster, the biggest roster we've ever had in the history of the company. I have to pay all these kids. How I pay them is not their f***ing problem. It's my f***ing problem. And this guy wants to go. Imagine me saying, oh, I got to pay Conor McGregor f***ing this much money. I could have built a house in Beverly Hills. Shut the f*** up, you scumbag. Pay your fighter what you owe him. That's your job. Bob Arum is a piece of good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. That's the best ending ever.
I can't do the last 2 hours. That's unbelievable.
I mean, can you? Yesterday, I think it was kind of like at the same time when I saw it, like 30 minutes before when Hollywood saw it, we sent it to each other because I could not believe what I was listening to in the car yesterday. I mean, he just literally went up. It wasn't like, it was just kind of brought up on a side note, and he just let Bob Arum have it. Oh,
Zach,
my God.
Zach, they know. They know when they mention Bob Arum.
Of course.
That he's going to go off on it, and you're going to get that.
But
you're
yesterday
get
was so
that,
good.
That entertainment.
That's the most work I've done in a while is bleeping that thing.
I know.
All right, I got a few more to get through here, though, guys. LeBron James is jumping into the alcohol business now. Did you guys see the new tequila company, Lobos 1707?
Tequila's hot, man.
Yeah, apparently.
Tequila is a – I never remember being a young man in tequila. I'm not saying I didn't have tequila shots, but not like today. And by the way, tequilas are a lot better, a lot smoother than they used to be. All this stuff, but yeah.
Well, everyone's involved. MJ has one. The Rock has one.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of tequila companies out there right now. By the way, this Lobos tequila will set you back between $45 and $150, depending on which bottle you select.
Right. About the price these days, right?
Wow.
$150, I think, might be for the Mezcal Artisanal. Artisanal. Right.
You guys drink? Are you guys?
No, I don't drink, Joe.
I'm not a tequila guy.
You don't like tequila?
No, vodka and rum for me.
All right.
I'll have a shot of tequila if the occasion calls for it.
I have a shot of it, but I don't have a bottle of it.
Speaking of that, this takes us to our next story here. Rashad Jones, former Dolphins Pro Bowl safety, was arrested in Davie on Wednesday after cops say he was illegally carrying a loaded firearm.
Yeah, keep going. At 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it was right, 4 a.m. Right. Cops say that Jones reeked of booze, and there might have also been another influence of an unknown substance.
I don't even know.
That's
on 441 in Griffin Road at 4 right. in the morning.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I was giving it, trying to give it the benefit of the doubt that he was hanging out at the Hard Rock, which is just down the street. I don't know what. That's a weird one.
Not a good look for Rashad.
No. I hope he's okay, man.
Me too. Not a good luck, though.
Gave us everything and never got picked back up, so.
All right, and then one more here for you, Joe. This involves your two favorite things, OnlyFans and tennis. Bernard Tomich. Do you know the name, Joe?
I do.
Of course he does.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you got to make fun?
Former world number 17. Jerky. He actually plays. He's not a complete stiff, but he's
no, he's a wacko, but go ahead.
Well, I read a little bit about this guy. He does seem interesting, Joe. He's now ranked 224 because I think he quit some matches or something. He's got that kind of issue going on. But anyway, he's got a new girlfriend. Her name is Vanessa Sierra, who is famous for her OnlyFans account.
Oh.
And Tomich said it was actually his idea. He is taking part in some of the videos.
Yeah. Oh. You know, he did.
I know you know about this story, don't you?
So I just know that when he was down here playing in a tournament, and he was a pretty good player. I mean, he had a chance to be a really good player, but he's a whack job. He's out of his mind. One day he stops the match, and he says, get that guy out of here. I want him out of here. It was his dad. He goes, get him out. I'm not playing to get him out of here. I want him out.
Wow.
People are looking, going, it's your dad. Are you sure? He goes, get him out. Kicked his old man out of a frigging tennis match. I don't know. That's got some serious issues.
So the girl said that it was his idea. She didn't have to convince him to jump in and join the OnlyFans account. And it also says that he's down quarantining in Miami because he has COVID.
Oh. That's great.
Well, listen, he fit right in.
Currently
down
in
here,
Miami, right? And isolated.
Right. Oof.
You're a weird dude, man.
Yeah, doesn't sound like a.
There's something about that. Is he from Australia? Is that what you said? He's from Australia?
Yeah, he is. And by the way, I'm going to do an OnlyFans story every day until I get you on that site.
Well, I'm not. Why do you think I'm in some hurry to watch? Why do you think that?
Well, I think maybe if there's a tennis player involved in it, you'd want to watch.
Well, I thought you
really.
Wanted to have
you think
account.
I may get off on that? Oh, great. That'd be fun.
I think you should just do an OnlyFans account and have people subscribe to you.
If Federer did a video, people. You'd be in there, Joe.
You just can't stop. You just can't help yourself. I just want Fed to get back playing, man, before he turns 40. Got to get him back out playing.
Check his OnlyFans account. Maybe he's playing.
Yeah, he's on there. He talks tennis once a day.
Oh man. My God. Pay to listen to a guy talk or do something. Right. It's Losersville, man. You're a loser if you're doing it. You are. I'm sorry. I got a lot of money. I can do whatever I want. You're still a loser for doing that with your money. All right, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to here. Woody, you're a little bit of a
say it. It's okay.
I'm a massive loser. I don't care, and I'm defending that community, by the way. I'm going to stand with them on this.
You should.
Someone's gotta.
Right. Not me. God, you got me just thinking about some. All right, hey, listen.
As two, by the way, as two other guys on this show who would be members of that community if they weren't married. All right.
No, it's free. Why would I have to pay for it? I have the internet.
If for some reason I'm ever single again and I have to go out, I'm not going on any website to look for a date. I'm going out. I want to see it in person. I want to buy it a drink. And I want to see if I want to hang out with her. That's what I want to do.
Just don't call it it. That would be your first problem.
All right.
Buy it a drink. Yeah,
don't
be careful.
Don't you guys worry. I'm going to be fine.
I told you,
the women are getting older and they're single and a lot less games, man. So what do you want to do? Oh, really? Okay.
That's how easy it is, huh? Oh,
wow. Nice. Didn't used to be like this. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about Transworld. Andy Cagnetta and the man over there wants to let you know that if you're ready to sell your company, he's ready too. Transworld Business Advisors is the largest business brokerage in the world. They happen to be right here in South Florida. For people that know Andy Cagnetta, you know how good a guy he is and how hard he's going to work to get you a lot of money for your company. By the way, it doesn't matter what size. You're going, my company's not that big, but I do want to sell. Well, listen, let him do it. Something too big, too small, $50,000 to $50 million, call Transworld. Let Andy and his team work on it for you. Listen. They've got 600 brokers and 200 offices around the world to create competition for your business. So right now, it's crazy times, 2020. Maybe you've been thinking about, I'm worried about the future. I just want to sell this thing. I've done it my whole life. I'm ready to sell it, do something else, or just retire. Whatever I make, that's what I'm going to retire on. Well, let him in on the game plan. Let him tell you what he can do for you, how quickly. You know, in a lot of cases, Andy told me they actually have people that are looking for companies like yours, just waiting. Hey, call me when something comes in. So it's a great time to call Andy and his team at Transworld. They are the largest business brokerage in the world. They got 40 plus years of experience. They didn't just start this thing. They know a thing or two about selling businesses just like yours. So what are you waiting for? Call Transworld at 954 or 305-504-8100. That's 504-8100. Or visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com to get the process started. I know you're going to love it. Once you go in there, meet with them, see how they work, see how professional they are, see the contacts they have, you're going to fall in love at Transworld.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.